WWA TV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. To the Mama June Hour, where we tell different stories that highlight God. I pray that you sit back and enjoy yourself today. Amen. Still on my summer tour, and I meet special people on the way, and I met this woman named Dr. Judy Laird. She is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Well, she happened to be in Texas, and she preached an awesome sermon there. And then when I went back to Baton Rouge, I stayed a couple of days with her. But let me tell you something. The Lord woke her up. This is after the Supreme Court ruling, and gave her a mandate for the bride. I'm going to allow her to release that to the bride today. This mandate, this is July the 1st. This is going on for the whole month of July. And then after you hear this mandate, I'm going to play her sermon that she preached in Texas. This woman will set you on fire. Amen. All right, bride, God bless you. I am in the home of Prophet Dr. Judy Laird, and the Lord has given her a word this morning for the bride about the things to come, and I'm so honored that she's sharing this today with the bride, so here she goes.
June, it's always an honor to be with you, and you know, there's so much going on with the laws and stuff that have just been passed. This morning, I was up reading, and the Lord took me to Jude, the chapter before Revelation, in case some people don't know. And I'm reading from the NIV, and it talked about the sin and the doom of godless men. And I'd like to read it very quickly. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. For certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men. Wow. Who changed the grace of our God into a license for immorality and denied Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Though you already know all of this, I want to remind you that the Lord delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their own home. These he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains, for the judgment on the great day. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. In the same way, these dreamers pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and slander celestial beings. But even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not dare to bring slanderous accusation against him, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Yet these men speak abusively against whatever they do not understand.
Yes.
And what things they do understand by instinct, like unreasoning animals.
Wow.
These are the very things that destroy him. Woe to them. They have taken the way of Cain. They have rushed for profit into Balaam's era. They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. These men are blameless at your love feast, eating with you, out the slander squam, shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without rain, blown about by the wind, autumn trees without fruit and uprooted, twice dead. They are wild waves of the sea, foaming up their shame, wandering stars, for whom blackest darkness has been reserved forever.
Wow.
Even the seventh from Adam prophesied about these men. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his, keyword, holy ones, to judge everyone and convict all the ungodly and all the ungodly acts they have done in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh words ungodly sinners have spoken against them.
Wow.
These men are grumblers, fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage. But listen to this. There is a call right here of preserve. But dear friends, remember what the apostles, our Lord Jesus Christ, foretold. They said, in the last days, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have their spirit. But you, dear friends, build yourself up in the most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ to bring eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them.
Wow.
To others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh.
Wow.
You know what the Lord spoke to me? There's so many, you know, mega ministries. There's other people on Facebook that are standing up for the gospel and for the covenant of marriage between a man and a woman. And someone called me today and said that they had posted something standing for the truth and how they had been criticized. And I told them, I said, let me tell you something. I said, this is no time for the church to remain silent.
Right.
None of us judge. We didn't shed our blood for a sinner, for anyone. Only Jesus Christ did that. But what the Holy Spirit dealt with me about this morning is that it is the truth that sets you free.
Yes.
So therefore, if we don't proclaim, we are the voice.
And we're the salt.
We're the salt. Light. We heal, we restore, we reserve. I told them the last week in Tampa, I said, we're like a laser gun with a laser beam dispersing darkness everywhere we go. But if we don't stand up, and this is not judgment.
Yes.
This is just the way the enemy is going to try to shut down the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And yes, I cannot free anyone, but the word that we speak, that's why we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. And here again, I say very humbly, I judge no man for their lifestyle. I judge no man. I love the broken, the fallen. He gave his life, and we're to lay our lives down. But the church, June, has a responsibility to stand up.
Yes.
I can't set a man or a woman free, but God's word spoken with authority, who the Son sets free is free indeed. But when we speak truth, the word, God's uncorruptible word that never changes, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It has nothing to do with the 21st century and, well, let's be modern. No, yeah. God's word never changes.
Yes.
And when we speak the truth and do not compromise and let God, let the people know what God's word says about covenant.
Yes.
To me, it's more about speaking what covenant is, godly covenant. It will set men free.
Well, the thing is if we're not telling them the truth, we're doing a disservice, because the Bible says if we're not watchmen on the wall and telling these people, warning, warning, that is going to send you to hell if you do that. We have to tell them because we are the voice. And also, if we're not sharing his word, then we're not honoring God. That's all Dr. Judy is saying, is that the word is ones that set them free. But if we don't share that, there's a price back on our head, right, Dr. Judy?
Absolutely. We have a responsibility. The Lord dealt with me. I began to discover the word shamar, which is the Hebrew word that emphasizes protectiveness, to guard, to keep, to be a watchman. And I'm trying to raise up 5,000 intercessors that will be committed to pray for our nation and for the nation, for the church, to stand on the word of God. And you just spoke about the watchman. I'd like to just share this scripture with you. Isaiah 62:6, I have set watchmen upon the walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day or night.
Wow.
Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent.
Wow.
You know, Billy Graham's son put on Facebook a powerful quote.
Response.
Yes. And so, and it was about standing for truth, standing for the word. And he was so criticized.
By the church.
By the church.
Nonetheless.
And yeah, over 400,000 the last time I saw it.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, you know, we're living in an hour of great persecution.
Yes.
But no matter what, we've got to be willing to stand for the word. And it's like you said, I believe that we're going to give account to God for what we do, how we respond. And if we know that the word of God is the solution for the pollution, if you will.
Oh, that's good.
And we don't speak it. What's going to happen? What if God brings an opportunity like this radio program to speak to thousands? There will be some that will totally reject it. There will be some, I pray, that as you hear my voice, that there is a fervency and a passion and a tenacity to stand for the truth and to make your appeal. We have access to the heavens. Let's make our appeal to heaven that this nation, that the church in this nation, that the kingdom of God will continue to advance. And this program is a tool in the hand of a believer. It's a tool in your hand, June, to bring victory in situations and to awaken the church.
Yes.
Because the church has been like a sleeping giant.
Yes, we have.
And we have to wake up. We have to sound an alarm. And how we sound that alarm is we don't say, oh, well, let somebody else do it. Oh, well.
We're going to pray about it and be quiet.
Yes, you can't.
Yes.
You can't. God has given us medias.
Yes.
News media right now to be able to release the word of God that
in
will reach
truth. Yes.
In truth, in
yes.
truth. So Father, right now we say every
yes,
listener that God, that they awaken. And Lord, you said when Jesus was writing in Matthew, or when it was written in Matthew 11 about the accusations that came against Jesus and John the Baptist, in the NIV in Matthew 11:19, he spoke and said, wisdom is proven by her actions. I pray the church here in America, that they begin to stand up and they begin, their actions are very wise.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we thank you that there is wisdom being released.
Yes.
And
yes.
that we don't slumber, we are not complacent, we don't give our assignment to anybody else,
yes.
but we rise up as your voice.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall come to pass.
Yes,
I decree, I prophesy right now, those that are listening to this will feel the unction of the Holy Spirit
yes,
to not bow your head in
to
shame
bail.
Or
Don't
fear, but that they rise up
yes,
and the church rises up and they go forth and possess the land that God has given them. And we will always, in God, we trust.
Yes.
And we will obtain victory in Jesus' name.
All right, Dr. Judy, I'm hearing by the Holy Spirit, if there's people listening that are intercessors that would like to join in the battle on their knees for our nation in this critical hour, I just want to say this, Bride, that on the website where we have her program, I will have a contact form for you to fill out to join this prayer movement. And this is for the whole month of July. Now, Dr. Judy, do you have any direction about where it's going to go as far as, like, are they going to be fasting during that time or just meeting once a week in a corporate call or what?
I think we're going to put a plan together, a strategy together. And the main thing is that we unify and we stand on the Word of God.
Yes.
As I said, last week I was flying into Tampa Bay to speak at a conference. And the Holy Spirit said, I want you to rise up, raise up 5,000 intercessors that will pray the month of July. And so I'm going to go on my Facebook and make a cry. I believe these are God-assigned prayers. And this is a red alert for us to stand in the gap for this
yes.
nation. And so you can release to them the information. And what I will do is
we'll
I
keep it updated.
Right. And I believe that as we proclaim the word of the Lord, not man's opinion, just God's word, to just like I read in Isaiah, that we're watchmen on the wall. We have
yes.
to. You know, an uninformed believer is a defeated believer. 10 years
yes.
ago, this nation was not where it is today. And there's some things that have slipped through the cracks. And as they've slipped through the cracks, they've gotten bigger and bigger. There are cities that it's unbelievable some of the things that are going on. And the local residents, and I could name many cities, but I won't, they don't even know what's going on. They don't know what's going on in their state. Most people have not even realized what's been going on in our nation.
Right.
So this is a red alert from
yes.
the boardroom of heaven saying, wake up, Bride.
Yes.
Wake up, Bride. Wake up, Body of Christ. You know, come to the forefront. Prepare yourself. And once again,
lock arms.
We are not fighting man. We
right.
are fighting the principalities. Ephesians 6 and 12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities. There is a principality, a ruler of darkness that's trying to destroy the family structure and unit
yes.
of God's original intent that God took man, took Adam. He didn't give him Steve. He
yes.
gave him Eve.
Yes.
And once again, this is God's plan, and God's plan is for eternity. So thank you so much, and once again, I'll keep you posted, and we're just going to trust God that people will hear this and will begin to pray. I challenge them to pray
yes.
The whole month of July, and we'll put more on. Thank you,
yes.
June. Love you. Bless you.
Okay, now, Sister Judy, I'm going to pray for you, and Bride, listen, bow your heads with us and put your hands out, and let's all come together in agreement for Dr. Judy and the burden that the Lord has put upon her to bring this intercession movement through the month of July. So, Lord, we just pray right now and come together in agreement with the Bride across the world for Dr. Judy, Lord, and the call that you have put upon her life right now, a mandate that you have placed upon her to call the Bride together for intercession for the month of July, a red alert. Lord, we just all come together in agreement and say, let it be so. We declare it in the name of Jesus. Our movement, this movement is coming into agreement with heaven. And as the Bride, we lift up Dr. Judy's arms
thank
right
you,
now.
Jesus.
We just speak blessings into her ministry, blessings into her life, Lord. We speak life into her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, health and healing all the way around her, Lord. We just pray, Lord, you send forth a host of angels to come down and to guard her and to fight her battle for her and to minister to her in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for you going before her, Lord, and preparing the way in every place that she travels to, Lord, every place that she goes. I thank you, Father God, that you are the author and the finisher of her faith.
Yes,
Lord. We thank you, Lord, for her partnering with us, Lord, with this ministry, Lord, and for all of us coming together, Lord, for your glory and to get the pure, unadulterated word out there. If there has ever been a time in this hour that needs the pure word, it is now. No. We will not relent. We will march forth in the army Jesus. Of the living God. And we thank you, Lord, Hallelujah. For such a time as this. You have called all of us, and that we are the army of the living God, and we shall walk forth as your remnant at all cost. We will serve you, Lord.
He says, I want to put the keys to the kingdom in your hand. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in
heaven.
I want you to know, on May 17th of this year, when I pulled over to the side of the road, the Lord spoke to me and he said, tell my people, I'm telling you tonight, the portals of heaven are open. And I said, God, what are they open for? He said, for them to have access to call those things that are not. You may have a son, you may have a daughter, you may have somebody that needs to be set free of drugs or alcohol or homosexuality. You may have something that's keeping the finances from coming in. God has given you power, authority, and he's given you access. And all you got to do is take those keys and loose. I'm here to tell you, I have an amazing testimony. I had three children walk away from God, and God put the keys to the kingdom. I didn't know any Hebrew, but I heard the word Lashah, which is the Hebrew word for breakthrough. And he said, Judy, I'm putting the keys to the kingdom in your hand. And I began to argue with God and said, I've been binding the enemy. He said, you don't need to bind the enemy. You need to loose your children from the snare of the enemy, but bind them to the will and the purposes and the destiny of God. I've got three amazing children that are so radical with the favor of God. And to think that I had the authorities look me in the eyeball 15 years ago and said, we will see your sons incarcerated. Can I tell you about my children? My youngest son, 34 years old, is one of the top five youth pastors in the nation. The one that was using $1,000 a week cocaine. I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. He has, right now, it's unbelievable the things that God has done in his life. One night after I loosed him from the snare and the powers of darkness and went into his room and said, I'm writing Jesus a suicide note. I want Jason Laird to die, but I want Christ to resurrect in me. It is unbelievable the things, the people that God has put him with. His brother, the very prison that they both should have gone to, he ended up being the step out, the director of men and women that were incarcerated. He designed a program connecting family back to those that came out of incarceration. And right now, he is one of the top 20,000 green contractors in this nation, making you would not believe, and his whole heart is for the poor. My daughter, who does not have a college degree, works for the third richest man in the world. In fact, San Francisco just asked her to be a part on the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce. How did those kind of things happen? The devil is not a worthy opponent for a man or a woman that will pray and take access to the heavens. I want to tell you, just a couple of years ago, I was in South Africa, stepped out of the Bismarck home and was attacked by a 180-pound Rottweiler. Why was I attacked? Because the day before, I was asked to come and prophesy to 1,000 tribal queens against idolatry. I said, oh, wow, that sounds amazing. Boom, the Rottweiler wanted to take, a Rottweiler is trained to take you here down and into your throat. Why to stop me? But guess what? The devil is a liar. I don't remember anything that happened, but I know that there was a supernatural. That night when I prayed Psalms 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, not having any idea of what's going to happen. I've seen the time where I ended up with a president's wife in Honduras ministering to her, and it was just to get me there. The whole trip was not for the president's wife. It was to pick up a little baby who had been used and, oh, wow, burnt in idolatry and burnt all of his genitals up, and he was left to die. But God calls this president's wife, to who could not have children, take 30,000 children off the streets in Honduras. Can you imagine that? And then to get me to Honduras to prophesy over this little boy. This little boy is almost 11 years old. He's become an American citizen. And they named him Joey after my oldest son.
Aww.
Why? Because we opened the heavens.
Yeah.
And I said, God, don't let this little boy die. Don't let this... Right now, can I tell you what I see in the Spirit? I see the gifts of the Holy Spirit of healing and deliverance being released over some of you. I see favor over your life, son. God has sent you back here because of what's getting ready to take place. He is getting ready to cause you to enter into a new season because you're destined for greatness. The enemy, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, tried to take you out. But there was a family. There was some people that prayed for you, and your life was spared. Because I don't just see one time. I see three times that the devil wanted to take you completely out the course and out of this world. But you see, you're destined for greatness. And I'm here to tell you, you got to have the plan of God, because I see you being used, making an impact on your generation. Why? Because you have a story to tell. You have a testimony. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Lord. And can I tell you something else? There will come a time in your life that you walk in such favor, you would not believe the blessings of God that's coming over your life, because God is going to use you. I stir the gifts up in his life. And Lord, I said, no weapon formed against him. And Lord, but the enemy meant for evil, God, you're going to use it for good. I thank you. Lord, this is a leader that's going to cause not just you, not just music. The Lord says that you are a man of God, that the heavens are open, and this is a time and a season that you call for, that which you ask for. You are going to see people set free of drugs and alcohol and perversion. And I also see an anointing of healing where youth cut themselves, and God is going to use you to break those chains. In fact, I hear the Lord say, tell him he's a chain breaker. Hallelujah, because you're going to set the captives free. We just praise the Lord right now. God, I thank you for this baby. He has a powerful call of God upon his life. And let me tell you something. I charge you. I charge you as a mother. I charge you that just like Timothy, his mama and his grandmother raised that boy up in the fear, the admonition of the Lord to do great and mighty things. Destiny is upon your lives. Destiny. And there's music. There's musician. I see talents and gifts at a young age. Let me tell you something. God gave you that baby. For my son, surely I, the Lord thy God, have called you and not man. And I have brought you to this place this night that I would confirm to you that I have broken. I have broken the chains of bondage. I have placed you in a gathering and with a setting of an anointing that will cause you to soar like an eagle. For yes, I will be the wind beneath your wings. And as you study my word, and as you worship me, and as you pray, and as you read my words, you will begin to see the chains that tried to have you bound. Yes, I've had to separate you. Yes, I've had to bring you out. Yes, but because of the word of God that has been spoken over your life, you are destined for greatness. And I will not allow the enemy to come and to steal from you ever again, says the Lord. I thank you. I thank you for the anointing of God. The Lord says, my daughter, it's time to write the song of love. It's time to write the song of encounter. For there will be people that will come that are ready to commit suicide. And because of the love that you will release from the sound of your lungs, I will cause that one that weeps to those tears to go to tears of joy. I will use you to bring restoration in people's lives that have been so hopeless. For there is a new thing getting ready to happen, and there is a new season that's getting ready to come forth. Don't be afraid of change. Embrace change and know that I will take you from glory to glory, from strength to strength. I was with and ministered with Dr. Miles Monroe in August, and then again in October, 2 weeks before he died. And he made a comment, and he said this. He said, there's one thing in life that will never change. He said, that's change. And he said, people that are afraid of change can't walk in the faith. And he said, I'm going to take them from strength to strength and glory to glory, but if they are afraid, he said, by nature, we are creatures of habit. And he said, but we must be willing to embrace change. You have such a powerful call upon your life. I hear the Holy Spirit say, he's destined for greatness. And tell him there are no limitations. I hear the Lord say, he tells me all the time, he loves me and he needs me. But on this night, on June, the sixth month, which is symbolic of man, and 20. 6 plus 2 is 8. This is a new beginning. And he wants you to know that he needs you. And that he loves you. And that there are no limitations to those you must believe. You must believe. There's some things that God, I've used the word vindication earlier tonight. You're going to be vindicated over. And there's going to be restoration. I see you as a little boy with the Heavenly Father wrapping his arms around you. Because the enemy did not want this day and this word to be released. But I hear a thunder of people, their voices calling you. You are a David. And in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, David goes back to Ziklag, and there his men. He'd been so persecuted. He'd been falsely accused. All these things happened. And then he goes back, and the very men that were with him were ready to kill him because their wives and their children were gone. David was multiple generational. I'll prove it to you. He got up and he put on the ephod and he asked the priest, he said, should I pursue this raiding party? Should I? He said, pursue and you will succeed. Pursue your dream. So then he jumps up and the men that were going to kill him and stone him, all of a sudden they're with him going. But let me tell you this different breed of leader. And this is the heart I see in you. They almost get there. One leader left the Egyptian slave to die. But not David. You see, some leaders walk away from people because they think they have no potential. David went to him and replenished him with figs and with raisins. That's a supply to the blood. Then the guy asked him, well, if I show you, will you kill me? And the next thing you know, they're going. But the most amazing thing about David was this. They get the wives. They get the children. They get all the possessions, the spoil, the valuables. And they're going back. And he's got 400 of his men with him. And they're ranting and raving, man, we got it! Excited. Then they come to the ditch of the 200 that didn't get to go to the green room. And they say, no, we're just giving them their children and their wives back. And David, a traditional changer. You could have been in a different tradition. And you've come out. But there's other things that you're coming. You have been called as a traditional changer to impact a generation. And then about that time, you know what he says? He said, they're just as valuable as you guys that fought and were on the platform. Give them some of the spoil. And in fact, we're changing tradition today. We've got our children. We've got our wives. We've got our brethren. Now go bless the elderly. Three generations. That's what you are. Could you stand to your feet? Is it okay? You can place some keys for me. Is it okay if I minister to a few people?
Yes.
How many want access to the heavens?
Yes.
How many are ready to say? I could tell you all kind of stories of access to the heavens where people have been healed. I remember the first time I asked God to open the heavens for access. I said, I call this blind woman's sight. I call these eyes to see. And about that time, I looked at her and my hair had a lot more retkin on it back then. And I said, what do you see? And she said, I see your red hair. I said, oh my God, she's not blind anymore. And I ran around the room. It should excite you that people are being blessed.
Yeah.
You have a healing in your hands. God trusts you with a healing anointing. Why? Because you're a worshiper. Nobody really knows the price you've paid for your alabaster box. Nobody knows the words that have been spoken to you that were hurtful and cruel and rejection. I break the stronghold of rejection off of your life, because guess what? You're like an Esther. Guess what? You're like a Ruth. You're willing to go to the threshing floor and you're willing to receive all God has for you. And I hear the Lord say, you know what? There's some things in relationships that didn't work out and you couldn't see it then, but you're getting ready to see. It was to protect you. It was to protect you with the call of God upon your life. The king's scepter is extended to you right now, and God is going to use you. I'm going to give you something just to prove to you. I want you to put this, you know, this is a prophetic gesture. You know what? The Bible says that we shine like a star. And so I want you to, every time you look at this, when the enemy tries to tell you you're not pretty and you're not this and you're not that and da 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 da, and nobody really cares, and nobody, you say, wait a minute, I shine like a star and I am valuable because I'm worth gold. Now this is not real gold, but it's, you know, maybe it might turn into real gold. You never know. God's given you a testimony. It's no accident you have on the purple. That's royalty. It's no accident. Stand up. God's getting ready to change your garments. Get ready to go to the bridal chamber for a visitation from the throne room of God. Stand up. Thank you, Jesus. There's a healing that's going in your body right now. Not only is there a healing, it's like a newness. You know how He can restore the years? I see the Lord rejuvenating your youth because you've got some powerful things to do for God. I see a financial breakthrough. There's a financial breakthrough coming because the enemy has tried to stop the blessings of God. I see you sitting at a table signing a document that's going to release, come on somebody, raise your hand. That's going to release a financial breakthrough into your life. Raise your hands. I hear the Lord say, tell her to dream, baby, dream. Because there's destiny in the horizon, awakening, a dawning of a new day. And I hear the Lord say, tell you, there's nothing too hard for God. When you pray for your family, when you want to see some things happen, God says, begin to journal, because you're getting ready to have some breakthroughs like I did with my family. You're getting ready to see some turnarounds like this. Some suddenlies happen that's going to bring such a divine encounter. You are going to be able to write a book on the testimony that, oh God, I'm going to tell you. Come on, somebody, pray right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Integrity. This is a woman that loves you. This is a powerful intercessor. I see all dripping all over you. And I hear the Lord say, you're getting ready to, oh my God, there is a team. You're a leader. You're a natural born leader. You're getting ready to have an impact on intercession like you would not believe. Touching you in your sugar right now. You're not going to have to worry about blood pressure or anything. How many want an activation of healing, the gift of healing? Let me see your hand. I mean, in an atmosphere like this, with the anointing, the portals are open. And let me tell you what, in the day of the one man show's over, it's not about Judy Laird. It's about the body of Christ. Do you believe the word of God says we can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover? I hear the Lord say, I'm going to break the heaviness. You have prayed and prayed and prayed for people. You stood in the gap. But God says, this is your time. God's getting ready. You are one of these handmaids that you take to heart, broken families and when situations happen. But this is your season. This is your breakthrough. This is your hour. This is your time. I hear the Lord say, tell her I'm getting ready to honor her. And some of the family members that have broken your hearts, they're going to come back and ask for a new start. They're going to repent and say, look, will you forgive me? I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't mean it. Come on right now, Father. Somebody come down here and lay your hands on her right now that believes in the power of late. Come on right now. In the name of Jesus, by his stripes, she is healed. Come on, pray in the Spirit right now. Pray in the Spirit right now. Stand up right here. You have a powerful call of God in your life. You can no longer sit on the pew. God's bringing you to the forefront. He's getting ready to use you. There's some people that have been intimidated by you. And really, I'll be honest with you, they're jealous of you because they're not secure in who they are. But God says to tell you, he's getting ready to cause such a humility, because in that humility, the power of explosion of God's glory is going to come forth. You're getting ready to be used to speak into people's lives that is going to cause a complete turnaround. Are you ready for that? Do like Stephen did. I don't care who's hurt you, what they've done. Say, Lord, don't hold it to their account, because you're getting ready to experience a freedom like you've never known before. Go lay hands on her real quick. Lay it. That's right. The power of the Holy Ghost. Don't draw back. You're going to miss God. What if I make a mistake? And what if I did? So I would rather somebody fail and try than not try. Because I've seen the time. And if you would step out by faith, each lesson in life. Have you ever had something happen to you? This is what I always say. God, what are you trying to teach me? Keep a teachable spirit and allow God to use you. Because God's going to use you in places, not just in a church setting. I see you being used to encourage mothers. I see you laying hands on people and saying, you know, I've got a word from the Lord. And you speak it into their lives, and you being the key to bring affirmation to the rejected. I see you being the key to bring deliverance to those that are bound. And the Lord says to tell you, do I lie? Call somebody to fail and not succeed? Oh, my daughter, you must believe. Believe me when I speak, because I'm going to set others free. I've seen the places where your feet have gone and how you felt so alone and how you've wondered, God, where are you? Where are you? The Lord says, I'll never leave you. Yes, man has walked away and he's betrayed. But God says, I'll never leave you. I chose you for such a time as this. And I've taken your name, and my thoughts about you, says the Lord, outnumbers the grains of sand on the seashore. I want to show you more. I want to embrace you and take you to a place of grace you've never known before. If you'll just believe, you will receive. Don't doubt, don't fear. I'm right here. I will take you in my arms and love you like a daddy. I will take you as my bride, because I am your groom and I love you deep inside. I'm the one that's your very best friend. I will celebrate you all the way through because we're friends. Never doubt and know that I created you and you are beautiful. And you bring joy to my heart when you worship me. You bring joy to my heart when you say, I love you. You bring joy to my heart when you come and say, come with me. you're my bride. Raise your hands. See, promotion. Promotion. I see lies coming to an end. Everyone stretch your hands this way. Father, right now in Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you that this woman has an identity crisis. And she begins to find out what you say about her instead of what man has said about her. She begins to find out that she's like a priceless pearl. She begins to find out that, Lord, she was created in your image and your likeness. She begins to find out. You know what Judy Laird's definition of grace is? Grace is when I couldn't hold on to God, God held on to me. And I see his hand right now holding on to you. And he's getting ready to cause you to stand, and you're getting ready to say, okay, this is the way it's going to be. I'm free. I'm whole. I am loved. I am beautiful. I am smart. I've got favor. Let me tell you, just like I said, he never calls the qualified. He qualifies the called. And you are going to be the one to be able to minister to other broken women. Your key scripture, you mean to give you a scripture to stand on? Romans 8:28. For we know all things, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We know all things work together for good to those that love God. Do you love God? Then you are called according to his purposes. Now I want you to do something kind of radical, because I'm kind of a radical type of girl. The devil has brain damage. Now you're getting ready to see a prophetic enactment. They know the devil has brain damage. And so they're going to show you how they're going to jump on their head. He's going to jump on every imp from the pit of hell that's come and lied to you and told you stuff about you and your life.
Yeah.
They are convinced the devil's got brain damage. Are y'all convinced? Would you please show her? Will you jump as high as you can? Jump, because the devil is under your feet. Does the Bible not say the devil's under your feet? Jump.
Absolutely do. Because actually, it was when we were in worship and sending over to you, and I didn't want to say anything. But as Pastor John said, that God has good news.
Yeah.
He has good news, and God's report is different than the enemy's report. I'm too young to be out of breath after she had me jumping. But it's not just the report of the enemy. The report that you've heard from your kid's mouth is not his report. The report that you've heard from your husband's mouth is not his report. It's not just doctors we rebuke. It's not just a straight word from the enemy, but the words from those who just don't have the support from God, that are missing that straight connection that you have to the heavenlies.
Yeah.
Their report doesn't stand.
Yeah.
So it's the lost, their words. When your daughter tells you, I'm not going to live for God, that report doesn't stand.
That's right.
When your mother says, I don't have the will to fight anymore, that report doesn't stand. And if God says, like some of you have been struggling so much, how am I going to get them to do it? They don't have to do anything.
Right.
You don't get them to say, because their report, mothers who have been crying over their daughters and their sons for years and years, it doesn't matter what they keep telling you out of their mouths. That doesn't matter. They're protected. And it spoke to me so much when you just said, when I couldn't hold on to God, he held on to me, and countless prayers got me to where I am today. Don't stop praying, because it's so much more than just this. We just have this desire, and when we want to push God's time, we want to push where God has us to go, we want to push God on our children and on our family and on our friends. And my gosh, I have all these youth students, and so glad that they're here today. But gosh, Sierra, why are you waiting, honey? Like, why are you waiting? Your mouth has to open. Your mouth has to open. And this thing that's been inside you that you think the struggle in the past has been too much to push forward through, and that you've let the enemy silence your mouth. The word says in Psalms that when God came to him, that he broke the teeth of the enemy. And that wasn't just a tack on him, it was to silence his mouth. And what he tries to say about you, he can't say about you anymore. Don't mistake the enemy's silence for the silence of your mouth. God silenced the enemy. He never meant to silence your mouth. You stand up. You rise up. You declare. You speak. You stand on faith.
I knew I was going to minister to you. It's timing. Take it. The timing of God. I'm asking the Lord. Does anybody in here have a mirror that I can use? I want you to look in this mirror. Because I want the Holy Spirit to open your eyes and for you to see. People tell you stuff all the time, but I want you to believe it. I want you to look in this mirror, and I want you to say, look in the mirror. I am beautiful. I am called. I'm anointed. I'm appointed. And I will not draw back. I receive the word of the Lord from the man of God. God's word says, I am the head and not the tail. And I choose to believe what God's word says about me. So here I am, Lord. Use me. Because I know I have a testimony. And if it wasn't for his grace, I wouldn't be here. So to make sense of everything I've ever been through, I will be a hope for those that have no hope. I will not draw back, because with the anointing, and with Jesus holding my hand, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The desires of your heart are God's desires, and they will happen. Never doubt. Such a special call, not only as a musician, but you will preach God's word. How is that going to happen, Miss Judy? I can't explain to you how a black and white cow eats green grass, releases white milk that turns into yellow butter. But does it happen? I prophesy that not only you're like Peter, you're going to release a word that's going to change people's lives. And you're not going to doubt, but you're going to believe. When you believe, you will conceive. And when you conceive, it will be birth. And then you'll go and you'll release the word. And you might say, well, I don't know, how am I going to do that? Don't doubt, just believe. In fact, I've got something for you. Now I know why I bought these things. Give me those mustard seeds out of that other purse. I didn't know that was a Gucci purse. A lady gave it to me. I thought it was something from Walmart. It's crazy, no? In the sovereignty of God, 3 days ago, at a chiropractor's office, I do a Bible study. And I was preaching on faith and trusting God. And I got ready to leave, and the Holy Spirit said, go back and get those mustard seeds. You're going to give them to somebody that needs to believe.
A mustard seed is the smallest seed that produced. These are yours, buddy. Take them. And don't, if he ever doubts, pour them on him.
Yeah.
Because you're going to speak to mountains.
Yeah.
You're gonna be amazed in the next 3 years of where God's going to take you. Because there's going to be a microphone put in your mouth and you're going to act like a wild person. In fact, I release an evangelistic anointing over him. I say that he will preach the word of God. I say that he'll prophesy.
Yeah.
I see that he will break you. I say, Lord, you will open doors of opportunity, platforms that I would never step on. But God, you're pulling him in to a place called destiny, to a place called favor like he's never known. God, if you can take somebody that's nothing like me and take me to some of the places where there will be 10,000 people, God, I say the favor of God is over him and that he will go places that I would never be able to go. God, give him revelation. And Lord, let his vineyard never be for sale.
Yes.
Look at me. Last year, I met with a man that wanted to give me a TV program in Houston. And everybody was saying, oh, it's God, it's prophecy. When I went and met with those men, I couldn't get out of there fast enough. Because I knew I was feeling this check. My prayer for you is that you will always be able to hear the voice of the Lord and not be led by another voice.
Yeah.
And when I walked out of there, you know what he told me? He said, Judy, not every door that opens is a God door.
Yeah.
And not everything that glitters is gold.
Yeah.
But I want you to do something. I want you to ask for wisdom. Jesus, when he was being accused, and John, that were being accused of glutton and wine bibbers and all that kind of stuff, Jesus came back and he said these words, wisdom is proven by her actions. There's a battle that you have faced, and that battle is not yours. The Lord said that when the challenges come, there's some battles that you got to let him fight. But I see you like crossing a finish line. You're a champion and you come out number one in the race. I don't know what that race is, and I don't know what that challenge is, but I hear the Lord saying you win. He's bringing you out on top. You pray for me if you dream about me or think about me. Very quickly, I know it's getting late. How many of you in this room? I'm all about the family. I love the family. And I had 3 children walk away from God and say, we will never serve God again. A mother doesn't want to hear that. A mother doesn't want to hear that. A father doesn't want to hear that. A family member doesn't want to hear it. God is getting ready to do something in your family. You. I see you praying. And I see there's been times that you felt like the voice, God, where is your voice? Why aren't I hearing? You're getting ready to hear some directions. When my 3 children walked away from God, there were 4 things he told me to do. I'm going to give you these instructions. You can use them for any loved one. The first thing was the hardest. Don't preach to them. Because if a person is away from God, or they don't want somebody to preach to them. They will resent that. Mine were hurting. They were broken. We went through a really dark storm. And they were so hurting. They were bitter. They were angry. They didn't want to hear anything about Jesus. And they sure didn't want me to come down on where their lifestyles were. And so the first instruction, I was laying, we went from a 3-story home to, I was sleeping on a floor on a mattress. And I heard this voice. You heard me say it earlier, the word Lasha, which means breakthrough. How many of you are ready for a breakthrough? And I looked it up in the Strong's Concordance. I didn't have a bookshelf. It was just a wall. And I looked, and it's the word Lasha means place east of Jordan, breakthrough. And then he said, Judy, I'm going to break through in every area of your lives. And then he told me the next thing, to spend time with them. You see, so often when we have loved ones that are away from the Lord, I learned how to shoot pool. I got on the back of a motorcycle. I mean, you name it. Anything. You know why? Because I knew if I was on their turf, they would let the guard down, and I would know specifically, strategically how to pray.
Right.
So see, sometimes we've got to ask for the wisdom of God. The next thing he told me to do was to love them back to God. And I had some friends that said, well, sound like to me you're enabling. That's not the kind of love I'm talking about. I'm talking about the love that covers a multitude of sin. I'm talking about the love that never fails. I'm talking about the love for God so loved the world that he gave his only. I'm talking about that type of love. A love, the most powerful force in the universe is God's love. And you may be the only love bomb that somebody knows. I believe Stephen, when he prayed that prayer, he had to have loved to be able to have said, Jesus, don't hold it to his account. He went the extra mile. And sometimes in our love for people, we have to go. I'm not talking about enabling love. Ask God to show you the kind of love I'm talking about. And the last thing he told me to do was to pray. And he told me, take the keys and loose them and yourself from the snare of the enemy, but bind yourself. There are so many scriptures about taking the word of God and binding it to your heart. And all I can tell you is in 90 days, when I had some friends that thought I'd gone off the deep end praying the way I was, I had to hear the voice of the Lord for myself. My youngest one told me where to go to church at the Healing Place Church. He was restored. My son was restored and my daughter was restored. And this is an hour of access to call those things that do not exist. You are, how many in this room are saved tonight? Let me see your hand. You are the key to the generational blessing over your family and to lineages that will come forth. I don't have a son. I don't have a daughter. I don't have a daughter. I have the best daughter-in-laws in the world. I don't have a daughter-in-law. I don't have a grandchild. I don't have a relative that's not going to make it into the kingdom of God and fulfill their destiny. Is there anybody in here that wants their the lineage to be the blessings of God? And stand at your feet right now. We're making an appeal to heaven. Can I tell you why that flag is hanging there as I close? And we pray for anything that you need access to. Listen to this. Before its foundation, America first flew the appeal to heaven flag. It was a banner from George Washington used on his Navy ships to signal that their only hope against the British rule and religious persecution was an appeal to heaven. The crusade continues today. Anybody a part of it? Sparked in part by a revelation that Dutch Sheets, I know Dutch, received over the course of 12 years, the nation, say America, has been called back to pray for the third, here's that word again, awakening. As a result, pockets of revival are breaking out across the nation. Through in-depth interviews, eyewitness accounts, and speeches and prophetic visions. Anybody received a prophetic vision from me tonight? Reinhard Bunke, Billy Graham, and the late Steve Hill and others, the next great move of God serves as a means not only to fan the fires of revival unto awakening, but also a means to sustain it. So tonight I want everybody in this building to raise your hands. And I'm going to turn it back to John. I'm sure he's going to say something. And then I will, if you line up, I will minister to every one of you prophetically. But right now, the most important thing is for us to make an appeal to heaven. Are you ready to prophesy on those instruments? Is somebody ready to pray in the Spirit? I want you to look up right now. Come on, we're getting ready to make an appeal to heaven. Father, I make an appeal
and you have given me access. You've given me access to the miraculous. You've given me access to the kingdom of God. You said that we could pray, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come on earth, all in earthen vessels this night in Midland, Texas, to every man, to every woman, to every husband, to every wife, to every fivefold minister. God, you know the desires of our heart. And as our desires line up with your will, we say, let it come. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come right now in Jesus' name. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for healings. I thank you for the anointing over those that are called, anointed and appointed. Let your glory fall. Come on, help me. Come on, shout it out. Let your glory fall.
Let your glory fall.
Let your glory fall.
Let your glory fall.
Glory.
Thank you for joining the broadcast today at the Mama June Hour. I pray that you've been blessed, and we will see you again next time. God bless you.